every child, 8 or under, raise your hand or stand up. 8. All right. Hey, did you do what your mom told you to do today? Pick your shoes up? Did mom tell you to pick your shoes up? Did mom tell you to make your bed? Huh? Really? I'm not going to ask the men of the house because it will probably, because this morning, my message is a call to remembrance. And so, listen, how many times you've been reminded? Teenagers, did mom tell you clean up your room? Did you pay attention? I'm not going to ask the men because did you pick up everything your wife told you to at the store? Huh? See? I know it. Well, I forgot that one. I didn't see it on the list is our excuse, right? Huh? I don't know how you get away with it, but, you know. Hey, today, but we're starting January 2026. So I've thought about this, 2026. With the new year, we need to be reminded sometimes, right? You need to be reminded. I need to be reminded. Who called you? What God called you to be? What God called you to do? We need to be reminded. And so as I'm thinking about this, I go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 31. If you'd like to turn there with me this morning, in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 31. Okay? We're going to talk a little bit about an elderly man, an old man by the name of Moses. Okay? And notice as we go there, let's look at 31 verses 1 through about, we're going to go about down to verse 6. Okay? It says, and Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. That's the church. Notice what he said. And he said unto them, notice the church of the people of Israel. I am 120 years old. Is there anybody here in the house that way? Sometimes you feel like a guy. 120. And this one, he said, I'm no longer able to go out and come in. Notice that. Also, the Lord has said to me, thou shalt not go over the Jordan. Now, he didn't say that to you. He only said it to Moses. He wants you to go over your Jordan. A Jordan was a wall of water, creek that was running over waist high. Now, you may be going through something that's enormous too. But God says, I've called you to go over it. Not around it, but go through it. God's called you to go through. Hallelujah. Amen. God said, listen, Joshua, Moses, I speak to the children of Israel. Thou shalt not go over Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee. Notice that. This is Israel. So this is the church message to the church. Notice what it says. He will go over before you. God goes before you. God leads you. Okay? There's a verse of scripture we'll get to later on in the book of Philippians. Because the book of Philippians is Paul's letter to that church that was struggling. It was born out of adversity. It was born out of trial. If you read the book of Acts chapter 17, you'll read the story of how the church of Philippi came into existence. And Paul said one thing about that church. Guys, Lloyd's translation. Guys, I love you. Read it. You read it in the first chapter. I love you. I long to be with you. I long to see you. I can't stop praying for you. You fill my heart with joy. That's what happens when we get together in the body of Christ. Our hearts are filled with joy. We're excited. What God's doing in you. What God's doing in you. You share what God's doing in you. And listen, he said this. Thou shalt go over before you. This is what Moses said to the children of Israel. The Lord's going to go before you. Notice that. And he will destroy. Okay? Notice that. He will destroy the nations. Well, I'm going to change that word nations to your enemies. Okay? Will you take it? God will destroy your enemies. The enemy of doubt. The enemy of fear. The enemy of insecurity. God says, I will destroy those. Okay? And you need to know, God who called you is able to perform it. That's what the Apostle Paul said to the church of Philippi. He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And you and I need to know that. I think that's verse 6. Let's keep on going. I will destroy these nations before thee, and thou shalt possess them, and Joshua, he shall go over before you, as the Lord has said. Notice, God tells Moses who is going to follow him. Moses, you can't go over the Jordan. You can't go into the promised land, rather. But I'm going to send Joshua. Remember that Joshua boy? Joshua's one of the 12 spies who went out and spied out the land. He was one of the two boys that came back when they gave a report to Moses and Israel how the land was. Everybody said, it's bad, the giants in the land, and we're just grasshoppers. What did Joshua say? The Lord is able to give it to us. Joshua and Caleb, the Lord is able to give it to us. Caleb said, give me that mountain filled with the enemy, and I'll take and possess it and conquer it. And that's what he did. God wants you to conquer your doubt. God wants to conquer your fears. God wants to doubt all that. He wants to destroy, and he wants to give you a promise. The promise, okay? I am with you. Matthew 28:20. I am, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. All right? You and I need to know. He who called you. Okay? So you need to remember who you were. John 15 says, and I didn't put that in the notes. John 15 says, you didn't choose me. I chose you. Huh? Right? What potential did you have? Okay? According to Paul's writings, 1 Corinthians, you and I, he chose the base things of this world and things that are not to confound the wise. God took people like you and called you, and they say, who is he? Yesterday I was with my wife's family. They got together, and there's a man, is he a cousin? Yeah, your cousin. He's 86. And he said, listen, he said to his grandson, he looked at me and he said, you wouldn't believe it, he's a preacher, would you? What's a preacher supposed to look like? I don't know. And he said, but he's going to do my funeral. But he said, I'd like to proofread what you're going to say first. Hey, God chose the foolish of this world. Did you ever hear anybody say he won't mount the hill of beans? Did you ever have that? I heard somebody say that about me. He'll never mount the hill of beans. He'll never mount to anything, you know. Well, I don't know. Maybe I haven't yet. You have to talk to my wife about that. Yeah. Okay, we are a people in progress. You are a person in progress. And so you need to remember, one, who you are. You need to remember, two, who called you. All right? Who called you? I think we have the notes on the board. And Paul wrote to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul said to that young boy, he said, Timothy, what I want you to do is I want you to stir up that gift that was given to you by the laying on of my hands. And you know, sometimes you have to stir yourself up. You know what David did? David had been out to battle, and while he was gone, the enemy came and stole everything in the camp, the families and everything. You've read about that? And when they came back to the camp, they found the building destroyed, everything gone. And his soldiers, 400 of them, sat down and wept and cried. The Bible said they cried until they couldn't cry anymore. And then they thought about, let's kill this kid. He doesn't know anything. You got to notice something. God called David as a young shepherd boy. Right? He was a boy when God called him through Samuel. Secondly, he didn't only become a shepherd boy, he became a soldier. And then after that, he became the king. Progression. So where you begin, don't stop believing that God is able to perform in you what he said he would do. What God said he would do with this group here, God will do. He which is able to, he is working in you. Philippians chapter 3, he's working in you, he's working through you, and I add, he's working for you. Amen? He's working in you, he's working through you to make you to become the guy and woman he wants you to be. So here is Josh, here's Moses, 120. You can't go out, you can't come in. I'm too old. But he said, listen, I want you to put this young man, Joshua, in charge of the camp. And he's going to lead you. Notice that. He's going to lead you into the promised land. Okay? And then notice what happened. Notice what he says. And the Lord shall give them the nations into your hands. But go down to verse 26. This is the word that Moses gave to children of Israel and the children of Israel gave to Joshua. Look what he said in verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage. One, word, be strong. So encourage your heart. Speak to yourself. The Bible said, David said, speak to yourselves in hymns and songs and spiritual melody, making melody in your heart. Speak to yourself. Sometimes you've got to speak to yourself. Did you have to do that this morning, laying in bed? I want to sleep in. And something said to you, get up. Huh? I want to stay in bed a little longer. Get up. Sometimes you have to speak to yourself. And the Bible says, so be strong and have a good courage. So speak to yourself. Secondly, don't be afraid. Okay? Be not afraid. You know, when I was in college, the Lord led me to leave one job. And he dealt with me for 2 months. I was slow to comprehend, right? He spoke to me. Well, some of you guys are the same way, right? God has to speak a couple of three times. God spoke to Moses 3 times to go to Egypt. You know that? And Moses made excuses. And I made the excuse. When the Lord asked me to leave one job, I knew where I was going to go to the second job. I knew it. And I didn't want to go there. So I made an excuse. And after classes in the afternoon, I'd go out and sit on the hillside outside behind the college, and I'd pray, Lord, give me a job. One day the Lord said to me in the second week, I told you where to go. You can either go there or you can stay here forever. Wasn't that a nice, encouraging word? You know what I did? I went. I filled out the application. But on the application, I wrote in the comment, get this one, will you? I wrote and go, I don't think I can do this. You put that on a job application, what are they going to do with you? There just happened to be the guy that did the hiring and firing. And the secretary said, hey, wait just a minute, Lloyd. He's in the other room. He'll be in to talk to you in just a few minutes. I thought, oh my goodness, no. So he came in, called me in his office, and we sit down, went over my paperwork that I did, and he looked at the comment and said, what's this about? I said, I just don't know if I can do this. I didn't want to tell him I didn't want to do it. So he said, let's go walk the halls. It was a state institute hospital. Let's go to the hospital. Let's go down there and let's walk to the ward and see what you think about it. What do you think? I had my mind already made up. So he got through the end of the hallway and he said, well, what do you think? And I said, well, I guess I'll try it. You know, I was copping out, wasn't I? Listen, God called you. It's not you that is important. It's He who equips you to do it. You're doing training in the camp. You're doing training on the job where you're at right there. God's training you where you're at. So He said, Joshua, I want you to be strong and good courage. I don't want you to be afraid. So put fear aside and put strength and hope. Notice what He said in verse 6. Don't be afraid of them or their faces, for the Lord thy God, notice, the Lord thy God, He it is that doeth and goeth with you, He will not fail you. So you got to write that down in your notes. God said He will not fail. If He's called you, He will equip you to do it. So you need to be strong, be encouraged. All right, encourage yourself. All right? Turn to somebody and tell them, you can do it. You can do it. Tell them, you can do it. You can do what God asks you to do. Go ahead, do it. Believe the Lord to do it. And He's working in you. Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord, I change not. God doesn't change His mind when He calls you. So you and I have to be reminded as we go into what you're facing. We don't know some of the things you're going to face this year. But no matter what you face, do it in confidence. Do it in encouragement. Okay? And so God spoke to Moses 3 times to go to Egypt. God speaks to Joshua 3 times to be of courage, be strong and of good courage. Now, I want to finish this morning. Okay? Deuteronomy 4:9 says, take heed to yourself. And so we need to listen. So I want to remind you, listen, your assignment is to keep on going. Your assignment is to encourage yourself. Your assignment is to encourage somebody else. I have a verse of scripture I use. Do I dare share? Yeah, I'll share it with you anyway. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 and 24. Provoke and the good love and the good works. I tell the young people at church, Satan, I get to provoke you. You got to love me and do the good work. I do that at church. I do it quite well, too. I get to provoke you. Now, the word provoke is not a negative word. Paul wrote to the church, the believers, and said, it provoke to love and to good works. It meant to entice you and to encourage you to keep on keeping on. Because he that called you, okay? You didn't call yourself. John 15, Jesus said, you didn't call me. I called you. Go back to Matthew chapter 4. And as you read in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus is walking along the Sea of Galilee. And there is Simon Peter and Andrew. They're cleaning their nets and their fishing equipment. Walked on down the road a few blocks. And there was James and John, the sons. They were in the boat mending their nets. And what did he say to them? Follow me. He called them to follow. See, you didn't call him. He called you. He chose you. I've chosen you that you be my disciple. And you go make disciples out of the nations. So, all right, my assignment is to do that. In the book of Jude, verse 20, there's a verse of scripture. And I think they threw that on the overhead somewhere along the way. Jude says to the Christians, listen, I want you to build yourself up in the most holy faith. You got to build yourself up. You got to remember, as we go into this year, you don't know what you're facing, but listen, whatever it is, if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen? So build yourself up in your most holy faith. Know that he's called you. All right, now listen. How are you going to build yourself up? Huh? Two. One, read the Word. Read the Word. This is your instruction book. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's proper for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished and equipped. That's what he says. So, read the Word. This is your manuscript. This is your guidebook. The prayer for this year is Psalms 51. Creating me a Psalms 51, verse 10. This is one of the requests of David. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Huh? That's a good request, isn't it? Verse 1 says, be still and know that I am God. Sometimes you just need to sit down and be still and quiet your mind, quiet your emotions, and just listen to God. And speak to Him in a psalm and a praise. Okay? That's what you need to do sometimes. Just be still. And then one of the other things in Psalms 51, I'm not sure what verse it is. I got five in my mind, but I don't know if that's right. David said, listen, God, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Amen? God, restore it. Refresh in it. Inspire me. So you speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns. So you read the Word. And then secondly, you do what I said. You speak to yourself in psalms and a hymn. Sing a chorus. It's okay. Nobody else is listening but God. They'll say, the kids say, Grandpa, you don't sing on tune. They pick on me like that. You're not in tune. You're not in sequence with everybody else. Okay, so they'll tell me to shh, be quiet. But when you get to heaven, we're all going to be on the same melody note. Listen, remind yourself who you are. Remind yourself who called you and what he called you to be. And don't forget it. Okay? All right. The Bible talks about one other church. As I close this morning, the book of Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul. I didn't put that in your notes put over the head. But in 1 Thessalonians, Paul wrote to the church. And this is what he said in verse 8. In every place, your faith in God is being spread abroad. Wherever you go, you're sharing your faith and your hope, and people are seeing it. All right? That's what the point is. He said, wherever you go, people are hearing about what you've gone through and how your faith has built you up and kept you, and other people are hearing it. That's what you want others to do. Wherever you're at, listen. Others see your faith because your faith is put into action. You put your faith into action every day. All right? You act upon the word. The Bible says, love the brethren. Whatsoever you do, do with all your heart. So God calls me. So today the psalmist says to speak yourself in a psalm. Encourage yourself. Remind who you are. Remind what God's called you to be. And you also got to remind yourself that he that called you is faithful, able to equip you. And he, Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, he that hath begun a good work in you is able to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. What he starts, he will finish. And your job is to trust him. So this morning, let's bow our heads. Okay? And I want to ask yourself, hey, listen. Encourage yourself. Okay? If you're doubting, if you're concerned and questioned about something, about a family member, about a loved one, listen. Just encourage yourself. God, you're working even though I don't see it. I don't see it, but you're still working, God. You have to believe that. Because Philippians says, he that's begun a work is able to perform it. So what God's called you to be, and you're saying, God, I don't know how it's going to happen. What he wants you to do is put your faith and trust in him. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. All right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 3:5. This morning, as we go into this new year, for you to trust not yourself, trust with confidence, the counsel with your spouse, but together, God, we don't know how it's going to work, but we're going to trust you that you're going to make the A's and the B's come together, and you're going to cross the dots and the T's. You're going to make it work. I'm going to trust you this morning. Can you do that? Father, we thank you for your word today. You call us to remember who we are, what you called us to be, and knowing with confidence you start it, you're able to perform it. What you begun here, Lord, you're able to perform it. You're going to move on people's hearts and people's lives. You're going to speak to people. Lord, have your way in my heart. Say that with me. Lord, have your way in my heart this year. Lead me and help me to trust you and lean not to my own understanding. As we go from this place, we ask you to lead our lives. We commit our paths to you. We ask you to lead and guide us and lead this congregation individually. Each one that are here, lead them. Help them to recognize your voice and acknowledge that it's you that's leading. It's you that's directing. Have your way in our lives. We pray for the pastor and his wife as they come home. Lord, that you'll renew their faith and just inspire them, renew, encourage, and grow their faith. And Father, you've spoken to them while they've been gone. There's been their quiet times. You've spoken to their lives. Speak into their lives. Continue. Lead them and guide them, Father. And as they walk, Lord, you come alongside them with signs and wonders that validates the call on their life. We pray for it in Jesus' name. Amen.